A developer broke ground yesterday on a new upscale apartment building in downtown Boise. If it feels like you've seen a lot of these lately, you're not imagining things. Ada County is in the middle of an unprecedented apartment building boom. But as Adam Cotterell reports, all these new apartments may not help solve what some are calling an affordable housing crisis.
Workers are putting siding on one of several buildings in a new apartment complex called the Asheville in southwest Boise. They're bundled up because the temperature is hovering right at freezing. But it's blessedly warm inside one of the units that's already finished.
These are great two-bedroom, two-bathroom layouts. They come with granite countertops, hardwood floors.
Andy Probst is president of Park Place Property Management. He goes on for a while about this apartment. High-end appliances, including washer and dryer, two-tone paint in shades of light gray, which he says is the in thing right now. And he should know. Prop's company began managing four brand new complexes last year.
I would definitely characterize it as a boom or a massive leap of growth.
In 2015, in Ada County, more than 1,100 permits were issued to build apartment units in projects large and small. At the pre-Great Recession peak, it was just a few hundred a year. There are a bunch of possible explanations for this boom. The Treasure Valley is growing. Probst says most of those renting his new apartments are moving in from out of state. Some experts say people are more leery of home ownership than before the recession, and the Boise area has way fewer apartments to begin with than most cities its size. So far, demand is keeping up. Vacancy rates remain at all-time lows. Probst says his company will manage even more new complexes in 2016. And he's confident he'll have renters to fill them.
If you would have asked me last year if we would be in the same situation we're in this year, I'd say I would assume it would slow down, but it's not. Literally, we have zero availability for rent in our company.
The lack of available apartments in the area means rent continues to climb. Apartments at the Asheville, for instance, will go for $895 a month.
To pay $895 and have granite countertops seems fine and great if that's what you want, but I could have, at this price, purchased a home and probably had my own granite countertops.
I meet Catherine Hartman on her lunch break. We're looking at listings for new apartments. Here's one in Meridian. They have one-bedroom apartments.
That looks very beautiful, but this says rent $795 to $1,100. I mean, I could pay that, but then I would have to, you know, eat ramen noodles forever.
Or give up skiing, she says, and that's a lifestyle change she doesn't want to make. Hartman lives in Meridian with a couple of roommates, but she's entering her mid-20s and wants her own place. Hartman isn't considered low income. She has a good job in agricultural insurance. The sticker shock of rent prices, though, is holding her back.
But I have noticed that there are some apartment complexes being built, and so I'm hopeful that that will create more supply and that rent prices will go down.
Mo Therian thinks that will happen with some apartments. Therian is with Mountain States Appraisal. He researches the Boise area rental market, and cities, government agencies, and nonprofits rely on his data. He thinks the highest rents are going to continue to go up, but those in the middle of the price spectrum will stabilize soon.
At the lowest end of the rental spectrum, I think those rents will continue to increase because the demand is so high for that lowest tier, the low and moderate income tenant.
A recent study commissioned by the city of Boise says there's a huge housing deficit for people who make 50% or less of the median household income. That's one in five Boise residents. So if you're single and make $21,000, or your family of four makes $30,000, and you're looking for a place to live, you may have trouble. Therian says next to nothing is being built or even planned right now for those who need it most. Here's what is being built in Ada County.
Garden-style apartments in the suburbs with a complement of swimming pool and clubhouse, forced air heat and central air and covered parking. There is a moderate amount of new apartment construction on the fringe of the downtown core in Boise, seeking the highest rents in the market.
Therian says the general consensus among builders is that it's impossible to make a profit building low or moderate income apartments without getting tax credits. Increasing the use of tax credits is the number one recommendation from that study Boise paid for. But that's not easy. There are federal tax credits available in all states based on population, but unlike other states, Idaho doesn't have its own version to supplement them. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.